We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, she
on the line with us. And I got to get some information before I start yelling at him. The great columnist from the Philadelphia Daily News, Marcus Hayes, is with us. And Marcus has a very controversial column today. I'm Matt Klentak. How you doing, Marcus?
I'm good, and I just got to tell you, like yourself, Angelo, I've traveled much of the world.
Yep.
Philadelphia women can stand with any women in any city.
Bang. And let it be known, Marcus Hayes, in his day, very successful with the ladies. Who's lying here, Marcus, right? Very successful.
You're a terrible, you're actually a very good liar, so but thank you.
That's why he lasted
Marcus,
so long.
First thing I got to run by you, I'm very interested by this. You wrote this week. You were very involved in the decision by the Eagles to draft.
It was on Comcast Sportsnet. Right,
you were on CSN.
It, yeah.
And you basically believe that Marcus Smith, the official now draft bust, was the idea not of Howie Roseman, not even of Chip Kelly, but of Billy Davis, the defensive coordinator. Could you give us a little more on that?
Well, let me ask you. I mean, do you think that Jim Schwartz had anything to do with Derek Barnett, Sidney Jones, and Rasul Douglas being drafted?
Yes, definitely.
If you believe that Frank Reich looked at tape of Carson Wentz and said, hey, you know what, this guy is special, this guy is outstanding, then you got to believe that Billy Davis, in his second season, had, you know, having seen the offensive line get Lane Johnson the year before, said, hey, you know what, it's my turn. That's how these things work. I mean, the coordinators, especially Billy Davis' situation, he was essentially the second head coach. So if you're going to give Chip Kelly Lane Johnson in year one, you got to give Billy Davis something in year two. Billy Davis liked Marcus Smith.
What did he see, Marcus? Because we never saw much of anything.
The same thing. You remember John Harris, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very
athletic,
well.
Athletic, smart, Virginia guy, athletic, real smart. Ernest looked like he could turn into the quote-unquote next Too Tall Jones, you know? Well, there's only one Too Tall Jones, as John Harris proved. And I just think they saw a really good athlete, and he is a really good athlete, who they thought could turn into something he just never was. And it goes back to Tom Modrak's philosophy when he was with the Steelers and the Eagles. You know, a guy, you can't draft a guy on potential athleticism. You have to draft football players. Derek Barnett, for example, is a football player. If he's a bust, it'd be a much bigger surprise to me than Marcus Smith, who was going to be, you know, who was a potentially very good player.
Yeah, well, we had Mike Lombardi on yesterday who said almost the same thing, Marcus, that the guy has to, when you're looking at the film, you have to see a football player. You have to, it can't be, wow, if we just do this and this, he's going to be great. He's, if it's the first round, he's got to already pretty much be there, right? I mean, you think Barnett's going to be a star then, right? Based on just looking at tape, you think Barnett's got it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a football player. And, you know, his hips might not be as oily as other guys, and he might not have, you know, the lateral quickness and, you know, all those sort of geeky analytical terms that got Joe Banner run out of town and might be doing the same thing for Howie Roseman. But he's a football player who likes to play football, likes to hit and get hit, and likes to destroy quarterbacks.
All right,
so
Marcus,
there's a lot to be said for that.
Marcus, I got to be honest with you. We have a lot of football people on. You're a terrific beat reporter who covered the Eagles for many years before being promoted to columnist. I don't think there's a person in this city whose opinion I respect more than yours. And that's why I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Ray Dittinger and Jeff McClain and a whole bunch, Mike Sielski, all these other guys. You think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs this year?
It depends on what, how the league is. Yeah. I think if everybody in the league stays healthy and everything stays static, 8 wins is good for the Eagles and they don't make the playoffs. Here's the matchup for me that I can't get past. In the other 3 teams of the NFC East, you have very good quarterbacks who have very good receiving corps. The Eagles' weakness is their secondary, especially intermediate passes that aren't very risky and are very profitable. I mean, that's the league now, right? That's been the league since 1995, 96, and maybe even going back to San Francisco. If you can complete high percentage passes in the middle of the field or even on the edges, you have a huge advantage. You get good yardage, keep guys protected. The quarterback only has the ball for 2 seconds, yada, yada, yada. That's exactly what the three other teams of the NFC East do, should be able to do well, and what the Eagles should not be able to defend. So if, you know, the New York Giants are scoring 28 points, you see 28 points from this offense every day, and I think you have to win your division. That's the only way you guarantee your way into the playoffs. I can't see them winning, you know, I can't see them winning the division. So in order to get to the playoffs, you got to be able to win your division. Okay. I can't see them winning the division, so I can't see them going to the playoffs.
Well, I got to be completely honest with you. You are 100% right when you said I'm a good liar, because I've never respected your opinion in the least. And this is the latest example of it. Marcus, let me get to your call today.
I knew you were lying at that point because you put Dinger in there. Yeah. You respect my opinion as much as Ray Dinger's opinion.
I was hoping for a different answer. I was hoping for... Let me get to your column today, because needless to say, I don't agree with it at all. You are praising Matt Klentak for sitting tight here and letting these kids develop slowly. You really... I can't believe it, Marcus, because normally you do not support inertia. Now, they did make the Nishak deal, but you're happy if the Phillies do nothing else before the trade deadline. Is that safe to say?
No, I would have no problem with that. And I remember, I think it was like 12 or 13 years ago, you were outraged that they wouldn't promote Chase Utley, yep, wouldn't promote Ryan sure. Howard, or wouldn't trade Ryan Howard, because they had told me they had this getting Ryan Howard. He's got to be able to bring us a middle reliever or a back-end reliever. And you were absolutely not right about that.
Oh, and the thing is, I'm still not happy about it, because I feel like we lost.
They were brought up late.
Marcus, I feel like we lost a year in their primes because they were so tentative about bringing him up. I thought, you know, the Tomey thing, I know that...
It would have been horrible for Ryan to be brought up early and not win the Rookie of the Year and then the MVP the next year. It's really hard to get past Rookie of the Year and MVP in back-to-back years and say that, you know, the cognoscenti or the GMs at that point, the people in the front office, didn't know what they were doing.
Hey, Marcus, this is the bottom line. You're asking me to wait, but I can't wait because I don't trust the guy making these decisions. He's been here 2 years. He's done very little other than sit around and wait and tell us to be patient. And I don't have faith that he's right. I don't have faith that when the time comes for them to make the moves, that Matt Klentak, Andy McPhail, whoever's there, is going to make these moves. I don't know why you would have that faith.
I cannot blame you.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That you don't trust a 36, 37-year-old kid
yes.
to run a billion-dollar franchise. Or in the Phillies' case, you know, a $450,000 franchise.
Right.
But that's the thing. I can't blame you because they haven't done it. And
that's the problem.
Been out of business for a while.
But you have faith that when the time comes, these guys will know what to do and make the right moves.
No, I have faith that they've done the right thing so far.
Okay.
I have no idea what they're going to do in the future, but I like what they've done so far. I'm a huge believer in at-bats, okay? And that's what we're talking about here, prospects and at-bats. And I think in my column I used the example of Nick Williams has 800 at-bats at AAA over the last 2 years.
Right.
He's clearly ready. He's 23 years old. His body's filled out. He understands how to be a professional, and he's having success here now. Rhys Hoskins, who is by far the best hitter they have, has half as many at-bats. He's more mature, I think, than Nick Williams ever will be. He's a remarkable young man, but he hasn't played through 400 or 500 at-bats, seen AAA pitchers two, three times, AAA starters two or three times. I have no problem with them keeping him down there if that's their decision, that he needs more time to ripen. I'm not sure that if Tommy Joseph was hitting 220 right now, they'd bring up Rhys Hoskins.
But they're not talking about...
I'm not sure they think he's ready. And I can't... I have to trust them because... Yeah. Nobody hired me to do this job. I have to give them the opportunity to fail the same way both of us gave Sam Hinkie an opportunity to fail.
All right, well,
fortunately, he did.
But, Marcus, going back to the one thing we agree on, you think Philadelphia women are attractive, correct?
I think Philadelphia women are diverse, smart, what's the word for it, confident, capable, mm-hmm. and very, very attractive compared with other women in this country, at the cities in this country. I've been to every major city except Portland, yeah. And I'm pretty sure they're at least they can hang with the Portland girls. And I've been all over Canada. I've been to Paris. I've been to London.
Yep.
I've been to Madrid. I've been to Watertown, New York. I mean, come on.
Sounds good. Marcus, you know we love talking to you, even when we don't agree with you. Thanks, pal. Read them every day in the Daily News. Thanks, Marcus.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.